BP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has arrested 171 people in a major national operation. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Deputy Director Patrick Lechleitner announced that ICE arrested scores of potentially dangerous non-citizens over 11 days in 25 cities.
Places where unlawfully present non-citizens were moving freely after being accused or convicted of truly heinous crimes or threatening our peace and security in the United States.
And?
Of those, 103 had convictions or pending charges for assaulting or for assault against children, including sexual assault, and 10 had pending charges or convictions of homicide or murder.
And he says that funding uncertainty is an issue.
The reality, we have limited resources, so we prioritize within our priorities, and national security and public safety threats are those top priorities.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hints today that a large U.S. response to Iran-backed militias is imminent. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
It's time to take away even more capability than we've taken in the past.
Houthi rebels continue their attacks, today firing a ballistic missile at a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea, to which Austin says,
I don't think the adversaries are of a one-and-done mindset. And so they have a lot of capability. I have a lot more.
President Biden's issued an executive order sanctioning Israeli settlers in the West Bank who've been accused of attacking Palestinians and peace activists. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's got to stop. It's unacceptable. It's a detriment to peace and security, certainly there in the West Bank, but to the Palestinian people in general.
European Union leaders have agreed to provide Ukraine with $54 billion in economic support. President Volodymyr Zelensky says it sends a message.
To demonstrate Europe's complete reliability.
And California is getting drenched by the first of back-to-back atmospheric rivers. This is AP News. New research may help explain why women are far more likely than men to come down with autoimmune diseases. Jackie Quinn has details.
Tens of millions of Americans have an autoimmune disorder in which the body attacks itself, and about 80% of those patients are women. A new theory published in the journal Cell suggests that's because women have two X chromosomes. Men only have one. That extra X could be providing a toxic double dose of certain genes. They're supposed to be deactivated by a special type of RNA. A Stanford University dermatologist detected links to skin-related autoimmune disorders, eventually able to duplicate the process in male mice using the X chromosome. This research could lead to better ways to help detect autoimmunity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.